I don't know if I'm supposed to preach, if I, if it comes on me, I will. Whatever your condition is, God can save you out of it. The only difference between a drunk and an alcoholic is a drunk don't have to go to all them meetings. Somebody else need to say something for God. I don't know if it's a preaching atmosphere or not. I'm afraid to try to change what God's trying to do. I want to be sensitive to that. If you just want to talk, I don't want to hear that. And God don't either. You just want to make a noise to be making a noise. I don't want to hear that either. But if God's speaking to you, it'd be good for you to say something to the Lord. And about anything on your heart, I may just stand a few minutes and sit down. I don't, in this old time way, we're not supposed to have anything planned, you know. But sometimes we do anyhow. There's so many songs and a prayer and another song and a message, and that's as much as programs uptown. But we do have to have some preparation. Everything can't be random, just done at the whims and fancies of people. We have to have leadership and regulation in the house of God. A church is an organism. It's not an organization. It's a living thing. And this book right here is a living thing. Don't you ever forget this. This is not just a book with writings in it. It's a living thing. If it wasn't a living thing, preaching it couldn't bring life. If this Word of God is dwelt with right, it's a help for every hindrance. The man of God taking this scripture right here and preaching under the anointing of the Holy Ghost goes out over this altar, the fire off of God's altar, going out over this altar and into the hearts of individuals to set a fire conviction to the lost and put hope and change, if you will, in the hearts of the believer. I'm going to tell you, this church business, we're going to make it. I don't care who's in office. We're going to make it. The world's going to wreck, but God's people's going to go out of here. And the old gospel ships are sailing on troubled waters tonight, but she's going to make it. And she's going to make it for at least three reasons. First of all, because the carpenter that built it. That's exactly right. He never started anything he couldn't finish. He's able. And somebody told me that you can't be torn apart because he clenched the nails on the inside and the devil can't get to it. He started it. He built it. He said, on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, I studied church history a whole lot. I love that. Brother Larry studies secular history. I studied church history. And Jesus said, on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I just believe that somewhere in this world there is a body of people that's doing exactly what Jesus said His church ought to be doing. Y'all believe that? Now, and of course, I think I'm in it. And you are too. And whatever church you go to, whether it's Baptist, Methodist, or Pentecostal, if you don't think you're in the one that Jesus built doing exactly like Jesus wanted it to run, you ought to find you one.
Amen.
If I thought there's something better than what I'm in tonight, I'd get in it. And I mean that with all my heart. Don't care what the Baptists say. And I'm going to stay in it, by the way. And I'm not going to go down the road and start me one in a storefront building without the authority of a mother church backing me. Don't y'all look at me that way. I'm an old timer. And I believe that's right. And you can't just start a thing within yourself. You can't decide God's called you to preach and I'm going to go down here and start me a church. There ain't a bit of Bible in that nowhere. You start out as an arm of an established Baptist church under the authority of that church until they see you as being fit to be organized as a church. I don't know why I'm getting in that, but God wants me to. The carpenter that built it. Then it's going to make it because of the people that's on it. They're just not everything it claims to be right that's on the old ship of Zion tonight. Call it a church or a ship or whatever you want to call it. But there's still a few. I preach some in the north, and you get to thinking after a while, there ain't any up there.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
But she's still running and holding true. And I think, and I'm not condemning, I'm not saying everybody's twisted and going to hell if I did what Jesus said wouldn't make any sense at all. But down through the ages, there's been a little group of despised people that's been beat and ridiculed and scorned and killed by the million. I read the other day documented that the Catholic Church and the operations of the Catholic Church has killed at least 50 million Baptist folks alone.
Amen, brother.
We ain't always done right either.
No.
But did you know that right down the line from the risen Savior, there's been a little band of people that paid no attention to Martin Luther and John Calvin and all the reformers, paid no attention to the Catholic Church, nothing else but this book right here, and said right here it is. Nothing else matters. We're not going to say that baptism, being baptized, has nothing to do with being regenerated. We don't believe in child baptism. We don't believe in foreign baptism. We believe in the old time power of God. Amen. And it's still right there. You can't tell the soul preacher every little thing that jumps up. It's part of the family of God. If they got saved, they got saved. But God's trying to bring something together and hold that trying to. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad I'm in the family of God.
Yes, praise God.
And I've been a trace of these people, you know. Not only the Waldensians and all of them, the Baptists, and all of them, whatever name they were under, different names, lied out, scored, tails pulled on them. And they just said whatever, and they made some mistakes, they made some errors. But they got this old Bible right here and said, this is it. We'll pay no attention to popes and potentates. We'll stay in this book. Thank God. Got to work in this stage and like this. And they actually taught. They actually taught the
salvation. All that is a big thing. I mean, that's big. They got killed for that business.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you what. It doesn't Rome has nothing to do with what God wants to do. It's this book and nothing else but this book and the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
I'm going to tell you what, God's people. We've argued and fussed and done everything in the world.
Yeah.
And I tell you what we better do is get this book and eat it and live it.
Yeah.
This is nothing that's new. Anything that's new is not true.
Yeah.
And anything that's true is not new. Somebody come down the pack and say, we've got a Roman preacher, they don't have no sense of faith. They don't make this thing, sure.
That's
right, ain't it?
That's
right. And I'm going to tell you, we've let everything get half us Baptist people. Call yourself what you want to, Independent Baptist, General Baptist, Free Will Baptist, United Baptist. In my book is full of denominations in 28 different kinds of Baptists. Well, God help us. I'm going to tell you the real strength is what believes this book, what it teaches, and only what it teaches.
Amen.
I believe that's right.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, y'all need straightening out, but down the road you think you need straightening out, and maybe I can help you tonight. I've been joining up anywhere where the church runs the pulpit. That's right. Take the old man of God. If he don't do right when the scriptures get rid of him, but he's preaching that book, you better leave him alone.
All the hope sinners got tonight. As you talk about this old way, I've been having this now since 1960. And I know how I got saved. I didn't get breathing. I didn't get sunny. I got under conviction through the preaching of the Word of God. I'm talking about deep conviction where I couldn't even sleep. It'll go off a little bit and come back for 2 years. We was going to a modern church, by that is the deacon, in the liberal Southern Baptist church. We make no difference what name it was like. Liberal. And I tried it their way, it didn't work, still don't work.
Amen.
But one morning down on the hillside, completing the baby. And oh God, I'm a dying, I'm going to hell. But I said that morning, never die, I said, you're swimming. Oh, I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and that's how I'm saved. You say, preacher, if I've been there, I'll tell, I'm glad you were there. The same Holy Ghost who put me under conviction is able to take me the rest of the
way.
That's right.
That's
right. And a barefooted boy, that morning, the power overall. God helped up, and the King of Glory come down on that old rugged hillside and got in my heart. And I shouted, didn't even believe in it going down there. And come back to us.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's a crowd of people that's still holding the line.
Amen.
Oh, we may. We'll, you know, wobble a little on that for some time. But if we'll hold on to this book, forget about all them other translations that are not battles and holes of this old way that our grandmas and grandpas held to. Now, I understand back in them ages, I'm not that dumb, that this King James Bible isn't back there, but there's something just exactly held the same line as this one did. Are you here?
Amen. Amen.
There's never been a half a dozen. There's never been two. There's always just been one.
Amen.
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 She's going to go because of the direction she's taking. Amen. Going to hell. That's where I'm going.
Amen.
I told today that if I had to preach, I'd preach from hell. And I'm saying yes. I always have a bad day. I'm not the devil, no. This is easy to be in the church. But I always have a bad day when I'm going to preach on him. So be sure and won't be terrible. There's the two places you can go tonight. I'm talking tonight to some people in here that's going to go to hell. This is sure as anything in this world is going to be there. Because you want to.
Yeah, amen.
There's not but up one other road for you, and that's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How many of you in here tonight that's got the most kingdom? People that you love. You love kingdom. And if something don't happen, then you'll have it. I hope you listen. Are y'all listening to me tonight? You tell me we'll sit in the church house and listen to jokes from behind the pulpit. Any man that a joke intentionally behind the pulpit is a joke. I didn't get many of it, but that's all right. Oh, God, help us tonight. This is the most serious of business that anybody's ever had. I'm hearing whispers now about how the election's going to go. It's already set up on election. They've already told me. I got a telephone call last night explaining to me how it's going to go. So, you know, everybody's got it set up and decided how it's going to go. You think it's going to be a difference?
Amen.
Do you really think? Now, I'm saying I'm going to vote, And what I think is right. And I don't like what's going on in Washington, D.C. Thank you. But I don't tell you what my job is. I'm not going to go over and actually have to pray that down the streets. That's all right. That's what God wants you to do. But one day God handed me this Bible down there behind an old chestnut tree. Laying upstairs in that old house that I raised in to look out through the board roof and the sick ass glimpses of me. God saved me one morning on the hillside, called me to preach upstairs, down there under that chestnut tree I gave her, and said I'd go. And my job is to preach it. That's what I was born in this world with everybody. It's to preach the gospel. But I know. Can't do anything else. I was preaching on service the other night. Somebody told me they asked about me, why are you a slave? He said, that's all I can do. It's like, that's all I can do. Just tell you that Jesus has saved you. I know you, all these testimonies of these men that said they're sorry and rotten, and I believe them. But I'm going to tell you, God's a miracle worker. He don't want you to go to hell. He wants to save you as bad as you want this work, that you want to be saved. Did you hear me? And God wants revival a whole lot worse than we want. In a sense, you don't have to pray for revival. I ought to stay with me. God died to save the lost. Why in the world would you have to beg him then? To get to for him to save them. But I tell you where the begging comes in is for us to get in the shape where God can send for that.
Amen, brother.
Yes. That's exactly it. When we get to want it, God wants it. He died for that. When we get to want this bad enough, you better really give it to him. Would you like to have it for that tonight that you raise your hand and pray? I'll tell you, if we're not careful, one of the blessings of the devil is to get us to fight and know what Bible's right. Get to fight whether it's all right to be a homosexual. We get to fight over all that. Your granny and grandpa never fought over it. They just hewed up on the lines of the old word of God and said nothing else to work. We don't even want to talk about it. Amen. What would you give? What would you give, seeing that we can say it tonight?
We're pretty
good. As you raise your hands back,
seen some real revivals in my time, not just me. I've seen some real revivals. Nothing like it once you get in one.
Amen, brother.
You'll be ruined. You'll never be satisfied to get in another. But you can't tell the world that.
No.
I was in a meeting, we had 25 saved, went on 3 weeks, much fire got there last night, so we're the first, but their Bible's over. We had some folks come from a big church up in town. He kind of told me, said, I really enjoyed the preaching and all this is going on around here, but our association is having a meeting with some man coming in to speak, show us how to have the Bible, and I don't want to miss it.
He's definitely
in the middle of one, didn't know.
You can't tell the world what it's about.
Do you want to see your loved ones?
Yes, I got a boy. I believe he loves. Oh, sure, he belongs to the church. Same to him. I have two little boys. I had two little boys. They're grown men. Got a bad past. Yes, I pray. Probably dead. Amen. Listen to me tonight. You know what will change lost humanity? It's for the church to line up with God and walk a holy walk. Are you hearing that?
Amen.
Last night, God told me in dirt, and we want to walk around in the world and live in dirt and walk around in Hollywood and still expect God to send us out.
Go ahead, brother.
Hollywood and holiness does not go together. Never has. I tell you what, you know, an old time Holy Ghost fire comes down by God's people, won't rip out. It's all I see that I like to preach and really have to take my help.
Every
one of them, I say revival in this church right here. I'm talking about real old time revival here in this church. Power of God so strong. One night during that revival, I don't know how many brother came in here. It's probably 30 or 45 minutes. You couldn't hear anything for the Lord. And people getting saved. All back here was a choir area. I don't know. I guess that more was down here somewhere. Then. And that's full of preachers. And all them hollered. God, the power of God, took his wall out of here. I'm talking about this building.
Yeah.
Took his wall out of here to let the people get in there. We did up here, took that wall out and let the people get in there. And still, I've seen grown women sitting down in the floor, no place to sit. And the roar of the power of God in this building. Do you know what, son? Came back the next year, and you could have got everybody to come in that little room. And I realized the church never had gotten in the meeting. It was just the visitors that got in.
Amen.
Well, here. God works through the church. Don't you ever doubt. God's working through the church. That's what he works through. The church. The church. You start your own little organization, and I tell you, call it what you want to, run around over the country. God's working through the church.
Amen.
Good man. Steakhouse and people came in, they got trucks and floods and truckers and come in and dressed pretty good and sat over two or three tables of lunch and was offered food. All of them bowed their head. That interested me. I went over and kind of got a break and got beaten and I said, where do y'all go to church? They said, wherever the horse show is. I said, you're going to have to explain it to them. He said, well, we follow these horse shows wherever we go, and we set up and have a church at these horse shows. I didn't say anything. I just went back and went to eat. Are you hearing me tonight? Do we want to see? We get tied up in everything.
Boy,
you see, if your church is doing anything besides what in that New Testament church age, you're missing it somewhere.
Right.
If it takes 4 or 5 or 6 buildings, some kind of buildings, you don't have church. That indicates no building and all these kind of buildings and all that in order to have church. Don't misunderstand. I'm all for them things that are good. And I'm going to tell you who don't have to come together under God by the authority of this Bible, amen, and declare that it's so, and that God will save sinners if we'll live right.
Amen. Some words tonight down yonder, down this, right down here in front of me, not deep, right down yonder, way down deep. There's a fire for it. I've got 10 votes, and you have two. The screen that I've got tonight. For mercy, that doesn't have to be. Sometimes it's a fire. I think that some of these so-called preachers, you know, has got so educated they don't think they have to depend on the Holy Spirit anymore. Thank God, if they got 3 or 4 doctorate degrees, thank God, if they'll lay it in God's lap and say, you just go ahead. We can't do it without the Holy Spirit. I wonder tonight how bad and what you did see some of your kind. If we really get a burden of young people, it changes. It will. If we'll get under a burden for the loneliness, you can't hope for a Bible off this kind. Do you think that maybe because of our laziness, spiritual laziness, amen, that some of them people we raised our hands on, what a hope, no hell? Do you think maybe because they're just undoing ways, didn't live right enough to testify and glorify God, do our part at the house of God, and love the Holy Law, dress right and talk right? This might be why they go to hell shameful in place. I believe it's very possible. Hold your say, please. Hold you to come down here and just stand around. Just get in this, get around this altar and up down these aisles and just stand around a minute.
Crowd on up here. You have to, some of you may have to get up on the floor. It'll be all right. You say, preacher, this is strange. I don't like this whole ritual stuff anyhow. Just come on and don't be afraid of this altar place. I'm not embarrassed you if you can't stand long, but sweet, sit down up here close. Pray for my son Jason and his family. I really want you to. Do you have a name you'd like to call tonight? I don't just say my daughter and my son. I want you to name them. Them that you told me is probably going to go to hell. Something don't happen.
Name. Jeremy Dustin Williams.
Somebody else. Say it loud.
Christy Wilson.
Yes.
Cody.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
What would you give? Amen. What would you give?
Just go ahead. Just go ahead. I've been praying for him, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Just go ahead.
Drop me down, William.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead.
Charlie Allen.
God bless you.
Street, Street, Sand Street, and Keith Street, my high brother.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Bless you. Yes.
Alice, Ginger, Mary, Harry, Rhoda, David.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Still hearing names go right on out loud, but where we can
Brother Scott Deal.
It's miracle coming to me. I'm gonna sing together right here off the coast.
I'd like to say
Kirby knows how to go and say that. God bless you. Amen.
Yes. What would you give? Would you do it out food and pray? Would you go talk to him if the Lord sent you? I'd be careful about going unless the Lord sent me. Others. Yes, yes. God bless you. Let's take this.
Mommy.
God bless you, others.
It's a girl, my father. It's a girl, my brother. We're lost. Well, they were trying to go back. They were to die.
Others. Just go ahead. We've got all night for this right here. This is
good stuff. It's very important what we're doing right here tonight.
Yeah, what would you give? You satisfied with what you're doing, how you're living, your dedication to God? You think more of your job, your house, your lands, and you do God Almighty and souls of men? I'll tell you how much Jesus thought of these people you're calling their names. How much did he love them? This much. Spread his arms and died. Others. God told you to do something in this meeting or lately and you wouldn't do it. You said to God, Not now. Maybe tomorrow night. God wants you to sing, would you do it? God wants you to walk your eyes and clap your hands. I'm talking about God wanting you to. Would you do that?
Just last night, I was really enjoying the service, and the Lord just told me to stand up. And it came down there. Yeah.
That's right.
Just a simple little thing like that.
Simple little old thing.
Just simple, stand up and give honor to Him. And I just sat there, and it came down. Then, Lord, it'll be a long time to go back from it.
God bless you for being honest. For being honest. Anybody else now needs to call a name? Been disobedient to Him, the preacher preached on something and you said, that ain't me, I ain't going to do that, when you know it is in the Bible, and you said, I can't do that, I just can't do that, and yet you'd say, pray for my son, and you know God spoke to your heart and said, preacher's right. I tell you, he's worth something, ain't he? You young people been, you're up here, I guess you raised your hands, you want to see some people get saved. Y'all been living pretty good. Dressing like God wanted you to. At school, out of the way, where you thought nobody knew. And yet you'll say, I really would like to see him get saved.
Sister, you can sing over it. He really takes bragging, you know.
Preacher, I want to bring on God because He's been good to me. I got saved when I was 13 years old. But that was when I was real young, but I rededicated my life in 92, and I've been saved ever since. And He's brought me through so much. I don't thank Him like I should, so I want to thank Him and praise Him for what He's done for me.
Yeah.
A little over a month ago, I went and had surgery. And I almost went out of this world. But thank God for praying, preacher, and a praying church, and my daddy walking the floors and praying for me all of that. God brought me off of that life support, and I'm standing here today and I want to praise you for it, thank you for it. I love my church, and I love my pastor and his wife. I love all the people in this church. They mean a lot to me.
Bless you, man.
I just want to thank God for everything he's done in my life. He's not only watched over me since I was 13. He's watched over me ever since the day I was born. So he took care of me 52 years.
God bless you.
And I thank him for it.
Bless you, man. I took. Yeah. I talked to a lady that had had an abortion. She said, "Preacher, I think I'm going to go crazy." She said, "We'll light a fire in the fireplace and I can see that little baby awake." We went to the ocean. He said, and them waves had come up, and the little baby was
all over the creature.
Well, then, God bless you. What would y'all give to see them folks get born again? Would you come in here tomorrow and tomorrow night and just willing to do anything God would have you to do? I don't mean old silly stuff. You all know better than that.
No,
stuff is not scriptural and God's not in.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, God's people give up. You know, we'll talk about folks shouting up and down the aisle and walking, raising their hands. Did that die with them old people?
No. Oh, Lord.
Did that die with them that had revival? God gave them old time revival because they were obedient. How much time since Sunday? We get wrapped up in a lot of things, and I know two services a day and ladies cooking. Just don't hardly have time to pray. But we ought to leave other things off if we have to and say, "I aimed to cook so and so this morning, but I didn't have time. I had to pray."
Charles Finney, the great lawyer there, Charles Finney was one of the greatest preachers ever hit America. And they were praying over the signs. Well, we got to do what the Lord tells us to do in order to get saved. We've got to do what he says. And he said, I'll not go over the sign ticket. I'll get down the mud hole. I'll lay flat on my bed in the mud hole. I'll do anything. No. The Lord said, "No, you go over that sign ticket. We're about to pray and get saved. People get saved. But we get saved on his terms, you know. We have to say, not our will, not by his will." And he kept on arguing with the Lord, said, "I'll get down this mud hole. I'll do anything in this world." He was a great lawyer, Charles Finney. But finally, he went over to the woods and got saved. And
yeah.
He did what he did. I was 90 years old and came in. The Lord showed me, like I told a man a while ago, he said, "Tonight's the night." I walked over and fell in my wife's arms, see if she's still living. Tonight's the night, get saved. And I went in the little outside toilet there and got on knees. And I said, "Lord, if you'll save me, I'll serve you." I cried and I was sorry for my sins. And I said, "If you'll save me tonight, I'll serve you." That's been almost 54 years ago. But wherever we are, we got to do what he wants us to do. Go where he wants us to go. If he says go here or do this or that to get saved, then that's what it means. It's for religion.
Jesus' mother had it right. She said, "Whatever he says to you, do it." You doing that? Ladies, sing when you're ready. Just a minute. Yes, God bless you. Go ahead and sing.
When the moon
Me too. That's right. Suggest if the Holy Ghost has tapped on your heart tonight and said, you didn't do this, or you know what you're doing wrong, I'd suggest you pray for yourself before you pray for anything else. Just be honest with God about yourself. You'll never get anywhere till in your prayers you get honest with God. Down on your knees in your prayer place, every time you go, the first thing you ought to do is be honest with God.
Amen. Don't ever brag on yourself to God. He knows more about you than you know yourself.
You don't have anything to brag. If anything good come through you, He's the one who's done it anyway. Amen. Anybody else now before we pray? Name you. God bless you. God bless you. If there's anybody now out of the deep of your heart, and don't be ashamed, say, I need prayer. I guess I'm talking about in a special, all of us do. But I'm talking about in a special way tonight. You just need to say, preacher, I'm in a bad way, and I need folks to pray for me. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. Several folks. God bless you. God bless you. That's right. I was somewhere near Gastonia, North Carolina, and I'll tell you exactly where. I preached one night, and there's a lady, probably 20 years old, I don't know for sure, but she was painted up like a China doll. She come out in that aisle almost in hysterics and come and got in that altar and began to talk to God. I said to the pastor, "Who is her? Who is that woman?" She said she married a man in the circus. Not married. She left with a man in the circus. They've been traveling all over the United States, living together, fornicating, drinking, cussing, lying, stealing. But he said, "I think she's sincere. She come in here because of somebody that had died she was kin to." And I said, "God will save a circus girl." She kept praying. All folks listen, when sinners are praying, leave them alone. Don't try to read that Holy Ghost is able. It's all right to get down there with them and pray and ask for the power and the presence and conviction of an almighty God. That girl got born again that night. At least I thought she did. Boy, it looked good to me. But I found out you don't go by looks. I called that preacher the next week and I said, "What about?" I knew her name, I called it. He said, "Well," she called that old boy and said, "The circus is over. And if you stay with me, we'll get married before I ever spend another night with you. And I'm going to the house of God. I'll tell you, get born again, it'll take the circus out of there." And the old filthy adultery and ungodliness. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Every homosexual in America that is a homosexual is going to hell. Are you hearing me tonight? I said, them that are, you say, maybe they can get saved. It may be possible. I don't know whether they've gone too far or not. Maybe so. But I'm going to tell you tonight, God ain't going to take filth into heaven. You get into heaven and go through them pearly gates, you're going to be because you're God's child. Come about through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. Any other names? I'm going to tell you, no doubt there's somebody in here tonight. Well, what about that, Lord? And you've been faking it. You've been telling folks you're all right and doing pretty good, but in the night and in the shadows, you and God knows you never have hit the rock. You're going to walk to the judgment bar of God, and God's going to say, "I don't care what you've done, told other people, I never knew you." You can't fake it with God. You're here tonight lost, no matter where you belong to church, go to church, whether you do or not, you're going to have to get right, born again. Amen. Everybody's satisfied and ready to pray. Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Some
Amen. Everybody's satisfied. You got somebody you're going to pray for tonight?
I told you, if there's anything wrong with you, it's being honest with God. First thing you ought to do is say, God, help me.
Let's all pray together. I call on all of you to lead in prayer.
Dear God, in the heavens, I thank you for the privilege tonight to come here in your presence and pray and seek your faith. And oh God, rest in heaven, strength of me, Lord. In my weakness, by your strength, be perfected. Holy Ghost of God, operate in this house. Teach us and bless us, O Lord. Let's be so critical and beyond your word. Lord, I'm sorry for my lack of practice, for my lack of study, for my lack of dedication, for too much foolishness. Oh God, the heavenly I pray. It's overlapped, it's being close around me. Going down to a flame and burning down there, where there is no change to get it. Help me, O Lord, to preach the gospel. To do that, God, we call you to do. With favor and fervor and Lord, and everything I've got, Lord, to declare the word of God in power that sinners may cripple and come weep and make it what to do. God, save my grandchildren. Save us all, and I thank you for the same. And may it be a half Lord. Oh, God, it's a church. What an honor and privilege to be the pastor. Here in the Temple Baptist Church, help us tonight. Oh, God, help me as a pastor to lead a man in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'll praise you. Oh, God, tomorrow night, I'll listen to me. God, help Brother Ken in the church here. Lead God in the reference, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God, remember, Lord, every request is made in this altar tonight. In a special way, Lord, I pray for them that's lost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just stay around the altar place here, Brother Ken. Where are you? You got anything else? Service tomorrow morning at 10. There's somebody here to preach the Word of God to you. Thank you so much for coming tonight. Been different. It's been good, and it felt him. I felt his presence here. I appreciate it. Thank God for this church and the pastor. Thank God for the folks I've seen that are dedicated and wanting things to go and go right. That's wonderful to me. Thank God for it. Appreciate you coming if you're a visitor. Anybody else now? Something you really need to say before we dismiss tonight? You don't need to say anything else, Brother Ken. Right. All right, you shook hands with 14 people. You're at liberty to go.